For WKAR News, I'm Karel Vega. Earlier this month, Jackson County Sheriff Stephen Rand came under fire for alleged discriminatory remarks he made against black people, women, and Hispanic people. The allegations stemmed from a lawsuit from an employee at the Jackson County Sheriff's Office who claims Rand also insulted him because of his hearing loss. Amid calls from local leaders for his resignation, Rand is now facing an investigation from the Attorney General's office. To bring us up to speed on the current situation is our Capitol Bureau Chief, Rick Pluta. Rick, thanks for joining me.
I'm glad to be here.
Give us a rundown of what's happened so far in the situation with Sheriff Stephen Rand.
Well, I mean, you outlined the situation that an employee complained that Rand has made derogatory comments about women, about minorities, about his hearing disability. And the sheriff doesn't dispute that story either. He's apologized. He said that, you know, he's working to make things right, but that was not enough for the Jackson County Commission, which has formally requested that Governor Rick Snyder use the authority granted to him under the state constitution to remove a local elected official for, in this instance, what would amount to misconduct.
This case also shares some similarities with something that happened when Jennifer Granholm was governor. Tell me about that.
Sure. Back in 2008, Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick was accused of financial misfeasance and abusing the powers of his office. And the Detroit City Council asked Governor Granholm to remove him. She started holding a series of public hearings on this and was working towards making a decision when the mayor, as part of a plea deal, resigned, and so that process didn't have to play out.
I'm speaking with WKAR's Capitol Bureau Chief Rick Pluta about the situation with Jackson County Sheriff Stephen Rand, who's facing an investigation from the Attorney General's office on allegations of discrimination. Rick, what do you think will come next in the case?
Well, we know what's going to come next in the case is that the governor's office has received the request from the Jackson County Board, and it has forwarded that request to the Attorney General's office, and it wants a review of whether or not the sheriff's conduct basically meets the criteria for being removed from office.
Obviously, the situation with Kwame Kilpatrick was a little different because he did resign. But if this investigation with the Attorney General's office does play out, how long will it take to reach its conclusion?
Well, this is a very atypical situation in the first place, and in the second place, that when the Kwame Kilpatrick situation happened, the governor's office handled that internally, the determination as to whether or not Kilpatrick could and should be removed was actually handled by the governor's legal counsel, not by the attorney general at the time. And so we don't really have anything to compare it to. We do know that if the attorney general does come back with a finding that there is cause, that this meets the legal criteria for removing the sheriff, that the sheriff has to have a chance to speak. So there will probably be filings that will be a lot like legal filings, and the governor also will probably have to hold a hearing before making a determination.
What does the Attorney General's office need to find to be able to force Sheriff Rand out?
Well, it's that basically what the law says is malfeasance and misconduct. And so there would have to be a finding that the sheriff's behavior, the things that he said, amount to misconduct, and that would make it possible for the governor to remove him.
Are you aware of any indications that Rand intends to step down?
You know what? My end of it is over here at the state capitol. I know that he's said that he does not intend to quit. These things do have a way of changing as events play out.
I've been speaking with Capitol Bureau Chief Rick Pluta on the situation with Jackson County Sheriff Stephen Rand, who is facing an investigation from the Attorney General's office on allegations of misconduct. Rick, thanks for speaking with me.
Always happy to.
You're listening to WKAR.